relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Man, I missed it. I have to. Shadrach, why are you wishing me good luck? Do you think this is some kind of guest host who needs luck?
No, I just want to give you all of the support I can because it's my responsibility to do so.
Okay,
to be helpful
okay.
Where I can.
All right, I appreciate it. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and we are back. It was so tough. I took a week off. I didn't tell any of you guys. I told Mr. G. I came home 3 days early for various reasons that shall be discussed. And they said, do you want to come in and do the show? I can't do that to my guest hosts. So I sat at home listening. What a great bunch of guest hosts. And thank you for your support of all of them. I was reading the texts on our Patriot Mobile text line, all the kind words. I heard you call in. I heard our regulars call in as well. Oh, you're a fickle bunch. You really are saying nice things about the guest hosts. I heard your call, Julie. Yes, you, Julie. But thank you to Charlie Kirk, Chris Buzzkirk, Grant Stinchfield, the Baron Boris. He did lovely work on this show. And Trish Regan. She was trepidatious, but my, did she prepare. And she brought her A-plus game to America First, and it was appreciated. But, oh, good to be back, guys. Good to be back. So much to discuss. I might comment on a couple of things that happened last week. I know there's somebody in the team who will go unnamed. Eric, why are you obsessed with Roger Stone? Give that man a microphone. Get on top of that microphone. Why are you so... How old are you, Eric?
I turned 26 this month.
And why are you obsessed with a white-haired sexual deviant like Roger Stone who's in his 60s or 70s?
Oh, I don't know. For me, it's a toss-up between his exquisite sense of style and the Richard Nixon tattoo on his back.
Oh, you're a strange cat. You really are. We will discuss Roger Stone as well. I actually spoke to the president this weekend. I told you guys I haven't talked to him since before the coronavirus because I didn't want to cramp his style. He's a rather busy man, but we have some news. Hopefully, we can share with you later this week. And I wanted to thank him over the phone, call him up on Sunday. Isn't it bad to call up the president on a Sunday? But that's when he actually talks to people that are, you know, not part of his daily grind. And he called me back 90 minutes later. We had a great chat. He was on form. He's in the White House right now taking questions at a law enforcement summit meeting. We will discuss my call with the president. But today we have
Kurt Schlichter joining us momentarily. Oh my, Kurt Schlichter. A man who knows how to throw hand grenades in the metaphorical sense media matters. Well, no, he actually knows how to throw real ones. As a full colonel in the U.S. Army retired, he knows how to do more than just throw hand grenades. Professor Victor Davis Hanson has written an incredible piece at American Greatness. We'll discuss that. Julie Kelly of American Greatness will be with us. And then, you know this chap? I think you might have heard of him. Joe Rogan. He has some kind of podcast. And Joe Rogan had Sagar and Jedi of it's The Hill. And he has a morning show on the internet with, it's not a joke, a woman called Crystal Ball. That is her name. Anyway, both of them, she's the lefty, he's the conservative. They went on the Rogan show for a good couple of hours, and it was good stuff. And he'll be joining us here on America First, which is, of course, live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Instagram TV. You can get it on podcast. People love the podcast. But please do support us by subscribing on YouTube. It's important. It's a platform that is, you know, censored. It is shadow banned in many cases. But if you subscribe, if you hit the notifications bell, if you write, you know, good comments, then it actually pushes back on the lies, pushes back on the propaganda. We just bust 11 million views on our new channel, so thank you guys. All right, what should we talk about? Should we get it out of the way? Let's get it out of the way. Roger Stone. Who is Roger Stone? Why is he in the media with his Homburg hat and his Nixon tattoos? This is a man who has been, I use the word rarely because it is in my, to my mind, in my mouth, it is a pejorative when you say somebody's a political operator. Roger Stone is the quintessence of the political operator. He's a dandy, he's a fop, he's a man who clearly likes himself. He has an unusual dress sense, but that's fine. That's fine. But he's also a self-aggrandizer, and he's a man who truly loves the limelight. That's why he thought it would be cool to testify in front of Congress about WikiLeaks, about Julian Assange, about potential Russian sabotage and subversion of our elections. Why? Well, for obvious reasons. Because of television cameras. Because of the media cycle. Because of being back in the bloodstream once again. And he did so, but he made a mistake. I don't think he wanted to go to prison, but he did, in fact, misstate his communications with the WikiLeaks. Now, we can discuss WikiLeaks separately, okay? I don't think Julian Assange is a good guy. I don't think he deserved to be holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy for, what was it, 6 years or something? But he's got a little bit of Roger Stone about him as well. It's not about the truth. It's not about fighting corruption. It's about Julian Assange, which is the same for Roger Stone. It's not about America. It's not about conservative values. It is first and foremost about Roger Stone, about coverage. But what happened to him was wrong. And I don't just mean the sentence. The idea that a man says, no, I didn't communicate with the WikiLeaks, and they find the email, and for that misstatement, for that lie in front of Congress, he gets sentenced to 40 months in prison? What happened to Epstein after he was found to be trafficking young girls for sex? Girls for sex. He had work release. He was in a quote-unquote prison where 12 hours a day he went home. He went to his office. And then he went to that hotel, which is called a prison in Florida. That's Jeffrey Epstein. For abusing, for raping girls. And Roger Stone says a wrong sentence in front of Congress and gets 4 years in prison, or almost 4 years. If everyone who lied in front of Congress got prison, we wouldn't have enough prisons in the world. Not to mention the fact of how he was arrested. Really? A dawn raid? Against an elderly man whose wife is semi-deaf, with SWAT members, with loaded AR-15s, with a water team, a boat team at the back of his house, and helicopters, as CNN is tipped off and films it? What is this? Is this Colombia? Is this Venezuela? Is this Pinochet's regime? This is America. Oh, and who's paid the price for the crimes of the Obama administration? From Fast and Furious to Benghazi to the IRS scandal to Operation Crossfire Hurricane? Has one of those individuals, just one of those individuals, suffered a dawn raid? They may. James Comey, Clapper, Brennan, they may, but the clock is ticking, and Durham and Barr have just over 100 days to go. In fact, less, if they wish to avoid the appearance of impropriety too close to an election. So good on Roger Stone, good on the president. Not a pardon, but a commutation for those idiots who don't know the difference in the left-wing media. We shall explain. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back in the chair here on America First and the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rancid, putrid swamp that is Washington, D.C. Don't touch that dial.
Well, listen to him. He's with us.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Mr. President. You could be with me this December if you want to have the trip of a lifetime. We're going to Israel. Yes, indeed. My first ever Salem trip to the Holy Land. We're going to visit Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, the Sea of Galilee, the Fort of Masada with that pistol of a man, Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, for the Stand With Israel 2020 tour. Register today. Join us. You will not regret it. We're seeing all the important sites. We're going to walk where our Lord and Savior walked the earth. Go to my website, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Click on the Stand With Israel tour and join us. December 2nd to 11th for the trip of a lifetime. And if we can Shanghai him, we'll give him the king shilling. We'll get our next guest to do the bounding overwatch. He'll be doing our personal security detail. I call him Colonel K. He's Kurt Schlichter, the author of the new book, The 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump. Check out they are flaming. They are red hot articles at our colleagues, our sister organization, townhall.com. Colonel K, welcome to America First.
Dr. Gorka, you have piqued my interest because I have yearned to go to the Golan Heights, to the Valley of Tears, where one Israeli brigade using British Centurion tanks in 1973 held off several Syrian divisions, laid them out under Lieutenant Colonel Avigdor Kahalani.
Have you been to Israel before?
Never been there, but if I ever go, I'm heading up to the Golan.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been to the Golan. I've had strategic briefings looking down on the Golan. I visited the MFO, the Multinational Force and Observers, back in the 90s. No excuses, dude. December 2nd, join us, my friend. But in the meantime, let's talk about you stealing my stories, my War College buddy, and regaling my British friends on their podcast, James Delling. I was listening, walking the dog. I'm back to walking my knees pretty much better. Walking my dog, listening to James Delling Pohl, who's got a guy called Kurt Schlichter on his show, telling my story about how global warming has...
I was protecting you. I was protecting you because everything everybody tells me is confidential because I am a noted Los Angeles trial lawyer, among my other many talents.
All right. I'll let you get away with it this time. But listen to it. It's a great interview. James Delling Pole of Breitbart UK has one of the best podcasts out there. And Kurt was on it telling a certain story about a little exercise I ran for the Pentagon many moons ago under the commandership of Obama. That sounds weird. Could you imagine Obama's commander-in-chief, Kurt?
Dear God.
Oh, please.
Can you imagine Joe Biden?
Oh, okay.
Joe Biden. He's going to be like, which one's the Army? Is that the one with the horses and the... Do they fly in the Army?
Which button detonates the nuclear bombs? Is it the red one or is it the blue one? I don't know which button it is. Okay, let's get
to
business.
Can you imagine putting these people back in power, Dr. Gorka? What useless, poorly thought out... ineptly executed war will we get into? I don't know. But
They're already planning the new apology tour. Did you hear that? Biden's team are already planning the redux. You know, it's like the sequel to Obama's apology tour if he becomes president.
They'll have to have all the events before 4:30.
Before the Jerry Tall adverts come on.
Exactly, okay. And I can just see them. They'll rename all the military bases. Fort Benning will become Fort Diversity Unicorn. So I'm excited about that.
When you trained at Fort Benning, when you went through your training as, you know, eventually ending up as a full bird colonel, was it when you were, you know, did they give you the white supremacy briefing before each field exercise and say, you do know you're at a base named after, was that part of the mandatory?
You know, I did not find out who Benning was. Now, I know a little about the Civil War. I mean, my family was burned down by the Confederates several times, Chambersburg. One of my first memories is breaking my head open on the Peace Memorial at Gettysburg, which I think probably influenced my life. But I had no idea who Benning was. Turns out he's some obscure brigade commander in the Confederate forces, and there were lots of brigades, and he wasn't particularly notable. I did not know that till like within the last 2 weeks. And I went through officer candidate school, airborne and infantry advanced at Benning.
All right, so you're on the show.
I was much more interested in the origin of the traffic light lounge.
Yeah,
when I was at Benning.
TMI. We've got to discuss your book. That is why you're allegedly on the show, but we've got a couple of minutes. We've got you here for two segments. Let me just sound it out, because this is the theme for today, maybe the theme for the week. We're 112 days out. Do you feel pessimistic?
No, I feel optimistic.
Why? This is important.
I'd much rather be in Trump's position.
Why?
First of all, the fight hasn't even started.
Yeah.
The fight's not going to start until September. So we really don't know how it's getting laid out. Second of all, I don't believe the polls. I believe that if they will lie about something, you can check as easily as the contents of the Mount Rushmore speech. Why wouldn't they lie about something as obscured and convoluted as a poll? Well, and I know that years ago that would have sounded tinfoil hat.
No, but we know the polls lie. We know in 16.
Absolutely.
We get it. But at some point, you can be losing even if the polls are lying.
Well, that is true. And I wouldn't want the election to be today, but fortunately the election isn't going to be today. Most Americans aren't paying attention to anything, and most of them don't have to take it seriously. If you are unsatisfied with how your Democrat governor is handling the pangolin pandemic panic, you may just well take it out on Donald Trump in a poll by saying, well, I'm unsatisfied with Trump's performance just because things are bad and he's somebody you can blame. But after September, you've got to start making a choice. You have to decide whether you're going to get the guy who brought us down to 3.5% unemployment and has brought us out of wars as opposed to into stupid ones, or the senile old weirdo who lives in a basement. I mean, at some point, you've got to be serious. And have you noticed Donald Trump's being very gingerly about pointing out the manifest cognitive decline of the presumptive Democrat nominee? And I think until the presumptive becomes, you know, locked in, I think he's going to be very, very just let them make him.
Here's a horror scenario for you. We've got a couple of seconds left in this segment. We have the three debates, and millions of Americans feel sorry for Joe Biden because the president wipes the floor with him, and they get a sympathy vote. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I don't think sympathy is going to drive this train. I think a lot of people are going to go, huh, I'd really like to have a job, and if this lunatic, this gropey weirdo becomes president, I'm not going to. I may not like Trump's tweets because they're mean, and I'm kind of a sissy because I live in the suburbs and my wife nags me. But I do like having a job, and I do like a 401k that's growing, and I do like not having my taxes increased.
He doesn't.
So I'm going to hold my nose and vote for Trump.
He has no truck with sissies. That's why we love him. He writes for townhall.com. The book is The 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump. Follow him right now. Kurt with a K. That's why I call him Colonel K. Kurt Schlichter on Twitter. And I love the hashtag at the end of his little bio on Twitter. Hashtag Blue Lives Matter, in parentheses, camo too. Yes, indeed, camo lives matter. Back with the irrepressible Kurt Schlichter after these messages. President Trump has a huge announcement for his top supporters. We will be celebrating the 2020 Republican National Convention this summer, and he wants you to enter for your chance to join him at the convention. If you win, the team will cover the flight, hotel, and give you VIP passes for yourself and a guest. All you have to do is text Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, to 88022 today for your chance to meet my old boss, President Trump, at the convention. Again, that's G-O-R-K-A to 88022 to enter to win this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be his special guest. Paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc.
Truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty, America First.
Yes, indeed. He's a truth teller as well. He's Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. He's sold more than 45 million of them. They're that good. I rest my head on one every night. Even when I'm traveling, I take it with me. The president uses them too. You'll get up to 50% off his incredible products at MyPillow.com if you use my name. Do it today. You will not regret it. MyPillow.com, 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Another truth teller. Joseph, stop texting me during the show. Thank you for your kind comments, Joseph. I'm busy. No, that's all right. You can text. He's got my personal text line, you cheeky monkey. You can text me on patriotmobile.com's text line on the show, 703-869-1262. I almost gave you the wrong number. The text line, I answer every text, is 703-869-1262. He is Colonel Schlichter, the author of The 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump. And you, rated townhall.com's number one columnist. You should read his stuff. Is this book, Kurt, is it full of words like synergistic interagency collaboration that you learned at War College?
Oh, gosh. I'm literally shaking. You're stoking my academic PTSD. Absolutely not. Look, I did not want to, you know, and here's the thing that I find fun. I got all the credentials these little weasels respect. I went to University of California, San Diego. I have a law degree. I went to the War College. I reject everything that these people have told me in favor of the enduring truths exemplified by our founding fathers.
They really hate you, Kurt, don't they? The swamp really hates you.
They hate me a lot, which is okay because I don't need them. I don't want anything except to allow the American people to fulfill their destiny as the greatest nation on earth. It's doing that, and I want to keep it that way. So I write this book, 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump, and you, the and you being very important.
Yes.
And I didn't want to make it this nightmarish hellscape of academic stuff. Here are the paradigms of hegemonic oppression in which I go, no. Because I want to talk to regular folks like I do when I'm talking to a Los Angeles jury in a trial. I want to get in there. I want to make them laugh. I want to make them angry. I want to make them want to fight for our country.
So you didn't discuss white fragility, Kurt?
I did, but not in positive terms. Gosh, I find it especially galling concerning the sacrifices of Americans of all colors and creeds to purge ourselves of the human tradition, because it's been a tradition in almost every culture everywhere else, of racial hate and division. And come together in the United States only to have a bunch of leftists decide that they want to leverage this and leverage a lie to get personal power. They want to leverage a lie that America is somehow structurally racist. That's baloney. Look, I've lived overseas, unlike these weasels.
You've seen
who are the most parochial people on earth. And they don't understand what we have here, and they don't understand the danger. I walked through ruined villages in Kosovo, Dr. Gorka, when I was stationed there in 04 to 06. I saw what happens when you balkanize a country, literally balkanize.
Because there's real racism, right, in the Balkans. That's real racism.
Oh, they murdered each other. My gosh, I'm walking through this town. It is ruined. And I said, God, they must have dropped a lot of artillery here. And my Albanian interpreter goes, no, Major Schlichter, they did this by hand, with tools. That's the level of hatred. And when you see that up close, and then you come back here and you hear, you know, knuckleheads talking like that. A historical goose who learned nothing in school except a bunch of critical race theory jargon and don't understand human nature. Look, I've been reading a lot of Roman history right now lately, and boy, it's ringing true.
Yeah.
No, they're playing with fire.
You're in good company. You're the first guest of the show, but we will be joined by Mr. Classicist, Mr. Strategist, Victor Davis Hanson, the next hour, and Kurt is right. In the meantime, I've got you on the hook right now. I caught you on James Delling Pohl's podcast. We're going to have you back for a whole hour on a separate podcast, and I'm going to steal one of James's stories as we have that discussion for a whole hour on your book. Deal? Deal?
That is an absolute deal. I was just proud to be able to use the term hoplite.
Okay. Follow this man, Kurt Schlichter, on Twitter at townhall.com and check out his new book, The 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump. And you keep doing what you do, Colonel K. Back to what are you talking about? First time since I'm back to your calls after this message. Balance of Nature. Dr. Douglas Howard has created something truly remarkable with this product that I take every day. It is health in your hand. Now more than ever, you have to look after yourself. And when you take those six little capsules, three red for fruit, three green for vegetables, you are taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Nobody eats that healthily except you and me, if you buy Balance of Nature. And right now, Dr. Howard will give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order if you use my name. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. But you've got to use the promo code GORKA. Your call's next here on America First.
Should be dealing with the racism that is in our country, to which the president speaks to, because he has a base of supporters who are very anti-immigrant and white supremacists. That's a lot of his base, and that's who he speaks to. So the divisiveness continues.
So that's what's going to happen if the Democrats win. That's Mazie Hirono, Senator. Kind of boggles the mind, Senator Mazie Hirono. Who says that? Do you consider yourself part of the base of support for the president? I do. I didn't just work for him. I support him outside the administration. I consider it to be part of his base. If you do too, you, according to Mazie Hirono, one of the faces of the Democrat Party, are a white supremacist. What do you think they'll do to you if they win? Imagine if we truly had a white supremacist problem in America. We don't. But if we did have a real white supremacist, not the 7,000 black Americans killed by their fellow black Americans. Now, there's a problem. But Mazie doesn't say, oh, by the way, that happens in Democrat cities. Just Chicago this weekend. Chicago, 64 people shot, 11 murdered. Not by white supremacists. But what do you think they'll do to you if they become the government in America? Yeah, the stakes, my friend. The stakes. Let's go to your calls. There's only one line open. Thank you for welcoming me back, everybody. The number here is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Judy, line one, Brooklyn. Hello, Judy.
Servus.
Servus. Servus.
Dr. Gorka.
I heard you call it. I listened in to one segment every day to my guest host. And when I tuned in last week on my vacation, guess who called in? It was somebody from Brooklyn. You're not very faithful to me, Judy. You know that, calling up guest hosts.
But I said I'm a loyal, faithful caller. I said that to Trish. I don't know if you heard, I spoke to Trish, and I spoke about the other thing with the taxes.
You
but
had,
how do you,
you
say
fun.
Welcome back in Hungarian?
Boldog visotirisht. It's a bit complicated.
Oh, forget that. Forget that. Just pretend
but
I
servus
said that
is good.
Welcome
servus
back.
Is good.
So, I was sure you wrote your whole book already called The Truth, The Whole Truth, and Nothing But the Truth, right? You were busy with the book, right?
Oh, it's done. It's at the printers. It'll be out next week.
Okay. So, listen. Oh, it's great to have you back. Let me tell you. So, you know what? I told Jeff I'm very upset about something, and I really have a point to make. So I hope I'll be able to make it properly. So here it goes. And I can only tell it to you because you're the only one comfortable telling you this, okay?
Okay.
So I have to tell you, Dr. Gorka, I was brought up to respect everybody as long as I, as an individual, live my life the way I want to, as long as I adhere to the laws of the land, regulations, et cetera, et cetera. And guess what, Dr. Gorka? It just so happens I believe in God. And you know what? I'm fed up with all of these atheists that push their agendas down my throat and everybody else's throat that don't want whatever it is they believe in or don't believe in, okay? And this also applies to radical ideologists like Marxists, like these hypocritical Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Their behavior, I feel, are actually against all that God asks of us. They want to force us to worship climate change. They want us to worship and kiss the feet of Black Lives Matter, all these activists. Apologize for not.
Oh my gosh. What happened there? It just went dead. The line is actually blank. Line one, the first caller. And she was sabotaged. No, she wasn't. We'll get her back. But let me expand. Her point is right. The great Michael Crichton gave a commencement speech where he discussed it. Philosophers have far more, you know, esoteric fashion described if you believe God is dead, you create a God-shaped hole in your soul, and you will fill it. You will fill it with false gods like environmentalism, like Black Lives Matter, like Antifa, and that's what she's saying. She had a point to make about what that means for the election, but we'll get her back. Let's get her back. Let's go to Brian on a similar kind of issue in Orlando. Line three, welcome to America First, Brian.
Hey, welcome, Dr. Gorka. It's always said that the Democrats are said to have a mental disorder, and I wanted to kind of identify it. And I'm thinking it's the Munchausen syndrome by proxy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's normally where the mothers or the caregivers are poisoning their children and that.
Right.
And I think the Democrat Party is continuing to do the same with their constituents and that, where, you know, they feed them with lies. They misrepresent facts.
No, there's a very deep point you're making here, Brian. There's been a constant drip. that poison has been applied into the bloodstream of these groups by the Democrat Party, especially Black America, since the 1960s, on and on, this pervasive drip of lies that we are for the underdog, we are for the victim class, we are for the working class, we will help you. And it's all lies, which has created an imbalance between the constituency and those that have power over it. The DNC, the Democrat leadership of places like Baltimore, Chicago, Minneapolis, on and on and on. And they know this is the real point of your analysis, as far as I see it. They can't allow any truth in. If one little chink of light, if one element of truth was allowed in to that ecosystem, like a disinfectant, it would destroy this house of cards they've created over decades, and the whole thing would crumble. If the figures are true, Brian, that the president's popularity has increased threefold since the inauguration, he's now up to 28-30% approval, not voting, but approval amongst Black America. If that turns into 30% of Black America voting for Donald Trump, it's over. We've won. We have broken through the lies. That's how important the next 112 days are. Great point, Brian. I think we're going to get Judy back online. We'll talk to her momentarily. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting again from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C. Relief Factor, natural, drug-free, and it works. Check out the incredible testimonials at ReliefFactor.com from Americans who are getting their lives back. Yvonne in California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them has given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Did you hear that? Pain-free. Don't you deserve to find out if Relief Factor could work for you like it works for me and Yvonne? It's so easy. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for those 3 weeks, you will know at the end of that time if it works for you like it works for Yvonne and for me and tens of thousands of others. What are you waiting for? Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next success story? Do it today. You've waited long enough. Today is your day. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
In my book, you're number one. I don't care about the Stephen guy number two. In my book, you're number one, okay? So don't worry about it.
Sebastian Gorka.
Who is that dulcet tone? I do think it's Judy. Have we reestablished comms with the mothership? Are you there?
Oh, God. You know when you listen to your voice and you go, is that my voice? I don't even like the sound of it. Never mind. Yes, you are number one in my book, okay? So I want to tell you something. I'm ranting and raving, and I think the PC police took care of that. they totally took me off.
Take your tinfoil hat off now, Judy. Continue your thoughts. Where were you?
You're so sweet and so kind. Well, I was basically saying that, you know, you have to accept the LGBTQ, even if you're not part of it. You have to.
Right, they're ramming everything down. Black Lives Matter, anti-capitalism.
Right. You had a big point
to make, and we need to get to it.
I do. You're right. Okay, yes. And Black Lives Matter, as far as I'm concerned, became a cult, okay? You've got to kiss their feet, you've got to apologize. You have to accept 58 agendas. According to the left, the Bible is a bigoted document. They're crazy. So at this point...
Hang on. Not the Bible, Judy. Jesus! Yeah. Jesus! Take the statues down.
No, but you don't say the Bible. It's like mother, father, child. That's bigoted. Yeah. Manifesto for the... Forget. But here's my point. I came to the conclusion, Dr. Gorka, a vote for President Trump is a show for God's defense. Hello?
I like it. Explain that. Explain why a vote for President Trump is a vote for... for Christianity, for our Judeo-Christian heritage.
Well, for anyone that believes in God, it doesn't mean Christianity, it could be any religion that believes in God, as long as you're not radical and you're peaceful and you live and living like that. But you know something? President Trump, he's always talking with God in his mouth. He's always doing things that are so godlike, you know? You know, we're all sinners, yes? We're all sinners, but we all try to better ourselves. We are a work in progress. And President Trump, as far as I'm concerned, he stands for God's values. He really does.
And he's done it. He stood with the Bible in his hand outside St. John's Church. He gave, if you haven't listened to it, guys, do it after the show. Go and watch the video. You can find it on YouTube. Read the speech. You can get the text at whitehouse.gov of the president's speech in Warsaw. I was so proud to be in on the ground floor a month before that speech was finalized, giving it the key message points when I was in the White House. And in that speech that he gave at the site of the Warsaw uprising against fascism, the president said one thing. He said, the test is a very simple one. Does the West have the spine, the courage to stand up for its values? We are proud Judeo-Christian nation. We stand shoulder to shoulder with any nation that shares those values, Poland included. Do we have the courage to stand up for those values? And Judy is right. That is going to be the key test in 112 days. God bless you, Judy. John, Jeff, Sydney, don't go anywhere. Next up, the great Victor Davis Hanson here on America First, on the Salem Radio Network across the nation with me, Dr. G. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.